This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. Encouraging the use of electronic health records by Wyoming healthcare providers is the goal of the Wyoming Department of Health's Medicaid Electronic Health Record Incentive Program, Amy Richards reports.
The federally funded EHR incentive program was authorized under the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act, a part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Wyoming has had 69 providers and 9 hospitals register for the program through the state-level registry. The Wyoming Department of Health has approved federal payments of about $4.5 million in incentive funding to 9 hospitals and 29 other providers that have attested to adopting, implementing, and upgrading an EHR. Eligible providers may still participate in the program and receive incentive payments for the 2011 calendar year until March 30th. For Wyoming Radio News, I'm Amy Richard.
Counsel, do you wish to give a closing statement to the jury on behalf of your client, Mr. Smith?
Yeah, just one second.
Are you texting? Court reporter, let the record reflect that Mr. Smith is texting during this proceeding. Mr. Smith, you are in contempt of court. Bailiffs, take him into custody.
The courtroom is no place for distractions, and neither is the road. DriveSafeWyoming.com.
A Casper woman's going to prison for her involvement in a fatal crash, Kevin Coyle reports.
Joyce Wolf was sentenced to 5 to 8 years at the Wyoming Women's Center in Lusk for her role in a July 2011 crash that killed Matthew Darnell of Casper. Prosecutors claimed Wolf was intoxicated when she crashed a car on the exit ramp to Salt Creek Highway on the 2026 bypass. Darnell, a passenger in the car, later died from injuries suffered in the crash, while the other passenger suffered serious injuries. Prosecutors say at the time, Wolf's blood alcohol content was 0.25. I'm Kevin Coyle.
Wyoming Radio News.